From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Souped-up cars, dangerous stunts, and rowdy crowds. In Oakland, California, those are the key elements of illegal street rallies that police are trying to stop. The rallies, where young drivers try to outdo one another, are called sideshows. And as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, they're surviving despite Oakland's effort to get tough.
Oakland's sideshows are notorious. They usually happen late at night. Word gets out, and soon hundreds of people show up to watch as drivers compete by spinning their cars around at intersections or street corners. The sideshows are well documented by 27-year-old Yapsua Zazaboy. He made a film called Sideways that's a popular seller on the internet. Zazaboy is also known for the way he handles his 79 Chevy Malibu, doing donuts and figure eights.
They nicknamed me Hands because they, you know, every time I come out there, I can do donuts in such a tight area, I wouldn't ever hit anything swinging this car around in circles.
I'm standing here on MacArthur Boulevard in East Oakland by a liquor store and a car wash. In the intersection, you can see round skid marks, signs that the sideshows have been here. Gene Blackshear lives just up the street.
To see people flying around in the air in a car, circling around like a hula hoop, and then you see all these other people on the side of the street, and you're sitting there thinking, oh my God, if this person loses control of this car, how many people are going to die? It is totally dangerous. Dangerous.
Damon Hart often participates in what he calls controlled chaos.
You whipping it. You see what I'm saying? You're making that back end whip around. Put your foot on the pedal, you know what I'm saying? Just let that back tire just ski. Just build up hella smoke. Or you can dip. You know what I'm saying?
Hart goes by the name Drop Knock. He's also made several sideshow videos, including one called Go Dumb.
Well, that's just a saying we have, you know, we acting crazy or just, you know, doing a little too much. You know, we going dumb, we going stupid. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you kind of acting like you don't have any sense. And up here in Northern California, we go dumb.
When criminal is what I call it.
Gene Blackshear is the 65-year-old retired hospital worker we met earlier. She and her neighbors are fed up with all the commotion.
It's an illegal, destructive act. And it's against the law. And just because you're bored, you don't have the right to do that. I mean, you know.
Unlike the illegal street races, Oakland is also famous for, sideshows had a fairly tame start. You can trace them back to the 1980s when car clubs started gathering at a local shopping mall to show off. But police say what began as good fun spun out of control.
In the last 12 months, we've had 4 murders associated with sideshow. We have sexual assaults that occur at these things, vandalism, robberies. Any manner of crime can occur at a sideshow.
David Kazicki is an Oakland police lieutenant who heads up a special tactical detail to deal with the sideshows.
Something as simple as not giving your phone number to a guy can result in, and has resulted in, women getting dragged out of their cars, literally stripped naked, sent running down the street while the mob vandalizes their car. Yeah, so, I mean, it's serious, serious stuff.
Kazicki says many sideshow drivers are unlicensed and sometimes smash into spectators' cars and houses. Mobs have descended on people who just happen to drive upon the scene. And Kazicki says even police have been pelted by rocks and bottles when they tried to break up the sideshows.
We were doing no enforcement. All we would do is go get, you know, shoo, get out of here, leave. And then they would go down to the next place where there were no police and start all over again. So we came up with the solution that basically we need to do aggressive enforcement.
That's how Oakland's crackdown began. Police are now towing and confiscating cars. Spectators are being arrested just for being there. But some say that's too harsh. Why not set up a sanctioned area for sideshow exhibitions? Filmmaker Yapsua Zazaboy says that's how other extreme sports became legit.
Hey, boxing on the street is illegal. Put it in the MGM Grand. It's a billion-dollar industry, you know.
As police continue to make arrests and confiscate cars, some of the sideshows have quieted down. But Damon Hart says the laws are not much of a deterrent.
We know they don't like what we're doing, but we're going to do it anyway, and we're going to do it with hundreds of people. You can't really kill something that's been going on in the city for 20 years. That's like going to New Orleans and say, well, we ain't going to have no more Mardi Gras.
Here on the streets, that kind of defiant attitude is common, but in the neighborhoods where many people feel under siege, sideshows are seen as one tradition this city can do without. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Oakland, California.
If you'd like to see just how wild those Oakland sideshows can get, there's video at our website, npr.org.